Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
You're texting about this already, based on the promo, I would assume at the very start. Are you pulling your weight when it comes to household chores at home? 6 in 10 women say they're in charge of the household chores, compared to just 12% of men. New research published by the Central Statistics Office has revealed that couples' perceptions of who makes the major decisions at home varies substantially. So when it comes to organising finances, maintaining the garden, and even parenting, just how equal is the division of labour? CSO statistician Brian Cahill is with me now. Have you no better work to be doing, Brian, than to be burdening the men of Ireland with this kind of stuff? Now, tell us, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell us some of the main findings here.
Hi, Cormac. Good to talk to you about this bit of work that we've been doing. So, yeah, no, I think it's a very nice piece of work. It's a very important piece of work. Mm-hmm. So the CSO is responsible for producing statistics on employment, income, well-being, those kind of things. But it's also responsible for providing insight into other topics of interest to society that would be really interesting to the public. So this is what we're doing in this pulse survey.
Yeah, it is genuinely really fascinating work. Can you tell us in a little bit about some of the standout findings?
I suppose this pulse survey was open to the public to complete, which is different from our normal household surveys, which was that it's up to those selected households to respond to those household surveys. But this pulse survey being open to the public was a very different way of going about it from the CSO's point of view. So just looking at couples, I suppose, we're looking at a range of tasks. Now, we've three of them specifically in this publication. So 42% of couples that live with a partner, or respondents that live with a partner, 42% said that their household chores were balanced evenly. So the division was balanced nicely specifically for household chores. For financial decisions such as savings and investments and borrowing, there was actually a greater degree of balance between the partners in the couple. And then with responsibilities for home and garden maintenance, it was actually less balanced. So a third of respondents said that it was balanced.
Okay, so Brian, we might get stuck into a bit of the details then in relation to the household chores. We might start with that. And I think it's what is it, 65% of women felt that they're in an opposite sex relationship, felt or were much more likely to say the responsibility for household chores was mostly theirs. How did that compare to what men believed?
Men believed they have their own perception of how these chores are done. So 38% of men said that they believed their partner was mostly responsible for household chores. So that 65% of women was directly comparable to the 38% of men who thought
and
their
any,
partner
any
was
And any thoughts on that, Brian, in terms of where that discrepancy is coming from between the different perceptions?
I suppose we don't gather the statistics on what's the underlying motivation for it. Everybody comes to the survey with their own point of view and their own interactions in their household. It was interesting that the perceptions are different there. But when you go to other chores other tasks like house and home and garden maintenance, there's quite a similarity between the perception between men and women of sex couples.
Okay, so no argument there. Most women believe that men were mostly responsible for the outdoor chores. Is that right?
Exactly.
And men believe that too. Okay.
Yeah, and financial decision making, it was agreed, like 62% of men and women said it was balanced, which is interesting when you compare those statistics for opposite sex couples with same sex couples. So same sex couples had a more balanced kind of division of household chores and home and garden maintenance, but opposite sex couples had a more balanced division of financial decisions.
Which is fascinating. Can I read some of the texts and tweets here? And they're starting to come in since Sarah opened her mouth at the very start of the programme, I think. but a texter says, the anti-male, I joked there, Sarah, but hang on, this is a serious text. The anti-male campaign on the airwaves, and I don't know if this is directed at you genuinely, as I see it, should stop. Setting female and male is not doing favours. My wife helped me with all the childcare and household chores and outdoor chores, and we both kept our careers, says one listener. Another listener says, regarding the division of labour, men generally take more responsibility for the burden of income than do women. On average, they work longer hours outside the home than women, do more overtime than women, spend longer times driving to and from work than women. Moreover, the very dirty, very difficult and very dangerous jobs are all done by men. Why is no one concerned about this gender imbalance? And that's from one listener. An awful lot of people will probably agree with that, or disagree with that, I would say, especially women. How is that reconciled with your research, Brian?
Well, I suppose these are these statistics are what the public is telling us. So it's those respondents, so over 10,500 respondents who filled out this survey. This is these are the results coming back in from the public. So we are just processing, analysing it, and giving it back. So we will have further publications from this data collection, so we will be breaking the data down by various types of employment. So we'll be looking at those couples of one person employed and the other person maybe staying at home, and looking at that by male and female to see if the amount of of males who might be staying at home and doing chores.
Well, I think Brian, based on what you've given us, you'll have people, couples chatting up and down the country. But Brian Cahill, CSO statistician, very interesting indeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye now.